Many people have some of that in their management and organizational style. What I've tried to show is that when it comes to natural things, such as the development of our body or our mind, or the development of our relationships with other people, it's governed by the law of the farm, not the law of the school. In other words, it's governed by the law of the harvest, a natural law, not by a social law of, say, quick fix or living by appearances. I suggest that when it comes to the field of management and organization, organizational leadership, the same exact law of the farm operates. Now notice what I've just mentioned. I've talked about basically four levels of natural laws: personal, interpersonal, managerial, and organizational. That is the heart of this, what I call a principle-centered leadership paradigm. Personal, being principle-centered, our relationships with each other, interpersonal, being governed by principles, the way that we supervise and manage people and things and organizations, also governed by principles or natural laws, and the way organizations are constituted, the way they're organized and run, governed by natural laws or principles. Gandhi once said, "A person cannot do right in one department of life whilst attempting to do wrong in another department. Life is one indivisible whole." With regard to these four levels, or departments, you could call it, drawing upon the Gandhi quote, let me just briefly mention four principles. And by the way, notice, natural laws or principles are self-evident. They're essentially unarguable. You'll find that when I go into these. They're not unique to anyone's religion. They're in all religions. They're in all enduring societies. At the personal level, I suggest the fundamental composite principle is trustworthiness. At the interpersonal level, it's trust. At the managerial level, it's empowerment. At the organizational level, it's alignment. Look, for instance, at the second level, the interpersonal level. How can you have trust if the first level, the personal level, is fundamentally untrustworthy? If people are duplicitous and hypocritical in their characters, inevitably that will translate itself in the way they relate over time with other people. It will also translate itself in the way they manage other people and the way they attempt to provide leadership to organizations.